Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To the phones we go. JP in Plymouth Meeting. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, guys. How's it going, Ree? How you guys doing? Everybody having a good day?
Yeah, man.
It's all good.
I'm on board with the Phillies. Let me tell you why. Because I said over the weekend, this is the best starting pitching I think I've seen since 2011.
I think it's better, JP.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I do.
Wow, even with the five aces.
It's close. Okay, well, it was four aces plus either Blanton or Worley, depending on what part of the year it was. I think it's better, and part of what I base that on, and this is maybe a little unfair, but I'll say it, I think Painter will be up at some point, and I think that will, like, put him over the edge.
No, I think it's amazing. I know they were called the four aces.
Yeah, they were called the four aces.
I just, the Painter thing... I don't know that we can count on Painter to be awesome this year.
No, I agree, James.
Like, it takes close to 2 years for guys to be, like, back to normal after Tommy John surgery. You know, I just...
All right, James, let me ask you a question. All right, here we go. And this will be a good poll question. Maybe we do it later in the week. Who do you believe in more to contribute this season for the Phillies? Painter or Nola?
Oh, it's not a great one.
No, I'm just asking. I mean, it could go either way.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, probably Painter, I guess. I don't know. I'm really concerned about Nola.
Do you like Painter more than Abel?
Great performance.
We're talking about the five here.
No, I know. All right, JP, I'm sorry.
Painter over Abel.
Let me ask him that in a second. JP, let me flip it back to you. Go ahead, bud. I know we keep cutting you off.
No. It's okay. It's all good. But, like, the people that, like, have been struggling of late have been producing. Like, I mean, they're a solid team. Look, and you guys said it earlier. There's going to be times where not every game or not every series is going to be sunshine and rose petals. There's going to be some downtimes. But this is a solid team. And right now, they're their best team in baseball.
Well, I don't know that they're the best team in baseball, but
third
they...
Best, no, I said they're the third best.
Oh, yeah, third best. I'm sorry. There. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they are... No, well, yeah, and factually, they have the third best record. That's correct.
That's the whole goal right
JP,
now,
give me a duo with a gap in there somewhere.
All right, I got to keep it local. I'm going to go DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
All right, give me the gap. What is it? What they
the
ultimately accomplished?
Will Smith went into acting with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and they tried to bring in DJ Jazzy Jeff, and he made his appearances once in a while.
Yep.
But Will Smith just took off.
I think it's a great answer, man. I think it's a really big-time answer. I mean...
I didn't even think it needed to be explained.
Well,
I
no,
it was
I just,
very clear.
I just wanted to find out. I mean, you know, yes, Will Smith.
One's Will Smith and one's DJ Jazzy Jeff.
I will say this. DJ Jazzy Jeff, and if he's listening, because he's from here, dude, I mean, this is no disrespect, because it was probably someone else's idea. I thought his character on The Fresh Prince was one of the worst characters ever in a show. It was a horrible... It was like, what are they doing? Why did they make him that?
What did they make him? I didn't
They
see
made
it.
Him... aloof, kind of like not quite dorky, but just not like James. How would you
bad it was.
Well, it wasn't that often. How would you sum up DJ Jazzy
dorky?
Jeff's character?
I don't know that he was dorky.
Cool.
No, I'm not saying
he
quite
said
dorky.
A vibe. He was, you know,
aloof.
Sure, like kind of just, you know.
It wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't. I don't think it was as bad as you.
It stunk.
But.
I thought his character stunk in that show. Which
I
is
never
a shame.
Really thought about it.
Well, he didn't pop up that much.
Yeah.
Maybe he never really was comfortable doing whatever that was. We, you know, and therein lies the discrepancy that we're talking
maybe.
About. Will Smith was comfortable in front of the camera and in front of that whatever in that role in that scene, and DJ Jazzy Jeff felt.
Well, if someone
out of place.
Can sum up better than I did, what his character was. Hit us up here. I just thought it was like just not funny and just not fun. But anyway, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Keith right now. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
So I'm calling in because I have an answer for Amy from Villanova.
A game seven injury? All right, talk to me.
A game seven injury. Best player on the team.
Okay.
1970 New York Knicks, Willis
Reed.
Yeah,
but they won.
I know, but He was injured, came back in traumatic fashion.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
And one.
Well, yeah, no, it's
that's a pretty good answer.
It's an interesting answer.
You just kind of outshone Joe in Amy's eyes.
Well, I mean, maybe if you want to call it significant. I mean, he scored 4 points. Wow. Walt Frazier had 39 points and 17 assists, but everyone talked about Willis Reed saving the day with his 4 points.
Yeah. That's like, substantial.
So Walt Frazier, by the way, got totally screwed in that.
The guy, that
the guy was the best for, player. The
he went
thing.
For 39-17, and no one ever talks about him.
No.
But no, Keith, I know that, you know, I get it. The story is that Willis Reed gave them a tremendous emotional lift. I get that.
Yeah.
It's an interesting answer.
Nice. Nice job. He answered Amy from Villanova's question effectively.
I don't.
So does he win her hand?
No. Well, I still think Halliburton's a bigger injury, but. Because, you know, his team lost. But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Keith, not a bad answer.
Good try.
Give me what you got for a duo.
You just don't want to lose Amy to this man.
Okay.
Keith, what do you got, buddy?
How about for a duo, you got The Rock and Kevin Hart in Central Intelligence?
Yeah, it's a good answer. They've made a couple together.
They have.
Jumanji.
Yeah, The Rock and Kevin Hart. All right. All right. Boy, Kevin Hart is small, man. What is he, about 5'4"?
5'2", I think.
Is he really? Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think he's like 5'2".
He is.
Wow. That is really, really.
How tall is Danny DeVito? Is he
similar?
Four,
he's like, no, he's like 5'2". He might be,
I would think
he might
less.
Be like 5'.
I think he might be under 5', but
I
don't know. I think on It's Always Sunny, I've heard him referred to as 4'10".
I would be surprised if he's 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
We can look it up. But
4'10", according to the internet. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think he'd get to 5. I mean, he's, you know.
That is petite.
All right, let's go to Ben in Millville. What's going on, Ben?
What's up, Joseph? How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah. How's the golf game coming?
You know what? I'm planning on playing hopefully twice this week before, hopefully, me and Fritz are playing on Sunday, but we're still waiting on word whether Sunday is the day. But I will be ready if it is. I hope it's blistering hot. And, dude, that fool's going to melt like frosting.
Are you afraid to jump off the side of a shallow end of a pool?
What does this have to do with anything?
I'm just wondering.
I can deal with the heat.
Just the shallow end of a pool, just walk off the side of you know, like three and a half feet.
You're not supposed to jump into the shallow end of the pool.
Okay. But no, you... But you can.
Well, I wouldn't.
Just jump in feet first to the shallow end.
I do not jump into a pool,
you've never
lake,
done this.
Ocean. I don't do it. I think I did it once or twice ever, you know, years ago when it's like.
And it was scary or something?
Yes, for me it's scary.
Because it was were you on a diving board?
I think I went off the diving board one time in my life.
You think you're going to jump and drown?
Well, anything's possible.
You won't.
It scares me.
You'll float. Your body will float back up.
I'm just telling you, it scares me. I mean,
his body type, definitely.
Come on, Ben.
Dude, we're trying to help him.
That ain't cool. All right, Ben, what do you got on our Fighting Phils?
Fighting Phils, I mean, you're exactly right. Nothing's changed, but, like, why not? Like, they're more better than...
Why not? I'll tell you why not. Because they're going to have their bad slumps again, and people are going to turn on them, and you'll probably be one of them.
Heck, if they lost this weekend, hell yeah, I would have been one of those people, you know, with a pitchfork. The world's ending. We're
one game different.
Fans.
I have never seen a season in which people have been in and out more, I think, than this one season.
Well, and that's
in the
what
half
the
year.
Previous 3 years have done to them.
You're
that's
right.
Why they have a shorter leash.
You at 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
And we identified this in April. It was very obvious that people were going to get in a bad mood very quickly and a good mood, you know, to a decent degree because they do have a really good team. And it's just, it's like a yo-yo this season. It's really been an odd year.
Because we know what could happen. They could think, they could go cold. Anything and everything could happen.
Well,
and
that's
we're waiting for it, but we don't want it to happen. We want a long, red, deep red, right red October.
And we've got a great chance at that happening.
I'm with you. All right, Ben, give me an answer. A duo with a gap between them.
Common Sense and Joe DiCamera.
Oh,
I like that.
Man.
I like that.
Oh, you hurt my feelings.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.